More than $1 million originally planned for Anchorage bike infrastructure in 2012 is now being allocated for use on other road projects instead. KSKA's Ann Hillman has the details.
Back in 2012, more than 125 people wrote to AMATS asking for more money to be put toward building things like bike lanes and putting up signs to make the city safer. AMATS is Anchorage Metropolitan Area Transportation Solutions, the federally funded group that's responsible for transportation projects in the Muni. $1 million had already been set aside for the design. Advocates convinced AMATS to add another $1.3 million to that. The state's Department of Transportation was supposed to obligate that $1.3 million for project design by September of 2014. They didn't. DOT project manager David Post says the department was running late in finding a project manager to do the design work. Once they found one, he says they thought the original $1 million was enough.
And I think they've got plenty of money to go ahead and keep them moving forward, you know, at the rate that they're progressing.
The money is enough to design 10 to 12 bike infrastructure projects. The bike plan includes nearly 300. They range in size from painting stripes on the side of the road to designate a bike lane, all the way up to building new off-road bike trails. Some of the projects are already elements of larger transportation projects. DOT spokesperson Jill Reese.
And so we went ahead and deobligated that money and or let it go on to other projects. It's really difficult to trace down what those projects are, but that's sort of beside the point.
This decision was made in September. It was included in a report to AMATS, but never publicly highlighted or discussed. However, minutes from the November 2014 AMATS Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Committee detail comments from DOT representatives that say the full $2.3 million had already been obligated for bike plan implementation. Brian Littmans is president of Bike Anchorage and is a member of the Bicycle and Pedestrian Committee. He discovered that the money had been removed from the bike project. He says the move is a major setback for implementing the bike plan because more design work would have made more projects ready for construction funding.
DOT referred to it as, quote, a little snafu, and I find that unfortunate, especially when we are lacking bicycle infrastructure in the city. We only have 10 miles of bike lanes, and most other cities that have the number of bicyclists we do have much more bicycle infrastructure, and as a result, their cities are much safer than ours.
City Transportation Planning Manager Craig Lyon said he did not know that the money was moved until recently and that DOT has never previously mentioned that they did not need the $1.3 million for design work. He says he's trying to locate pots of money left over from completed projects to put toward the bike plan, but ultimately it's up to the AMATS Policy Committee to commit funds. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.